How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Currie, a very, very good morning. It is 8:16. How are you?
I'm okay. Right.
What? It started with the fires and then, I mean, Tokyo, Sekwale, and then, I don't know, it must, like, where, when you're monitoring and you're looking at all of these things happening in front of you, what do you do? Where do you even go?
You know, I was sitting with my head in my hands yesterday. I was watching this Tokyo Sekwale thing and I was like, what? I'm sorry, what?
Sure.
To say that again, what?
I know.
And I thought, okay, look, I'm going to wait for the journalists to sum it up for me, okay? And then the journalists were like, I don't know. I have no idea.
But that's exactly my reaction because I actually don't even want to weigh in on this because mad things have happened in this country. It's not like anything is not possible, but this sounds silly. But I don't want to say it. Well, that's what I feel, but I don't want to say it just in case it isn't. So it's very
common. I'm going to say it for you. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
I'm going to say it for you. He stood up this week and told us he was a mandate holder. I don't even know what that means. Of an account that had an international proxy where he insists that trillions of dollars was looted. Now, this account was held in the Reserve Bank, guys, because when you deal with this kind of money, we don't deal with the FNBs and the Capitecs. Okay, we go straight to the Reserve Bank. Ever tried to make a deposit to the Reserve Bank? No, because you can't. But anyway, besides that, he reckons that there were at least 12 to 15 zeros on this amount. So my answer to that is 0 plus 0, 15 times is still 0.
I was going to say, where were the, were the zeros before another number or after?
Exactly. Yeah. It wasn't just zeros we're talking about. Look, it's a crazy story, and if you look through a thinly veiled disguise, it was an attack on Cyril Ramaphosa, the president. And I mean, he even didn't refer to him as the president. He referred to him as Cyril. And it was very clear that Sekwale was saying that he told us that he's got a voice, a very strong one. And I mean, if you listen to him, the man's like a megalomaniac.
He
told us several times how wonderful he was. And yet, the reason why he's squealing, we can't work out what's going on there. And even if his story is true, the reason why he's crying is because he didn't get his commission. So, I mean, don't come and tell us you're this great person for the people and you're here to take trillions of dollars and chuck it into free education when we all know there was no such thing. We know that, you know, and the short story is he's put his weight behind the RET faction. He even said that we need like a 30-something-year-old president, which is exactly the age of Tutusani Zuma. And then this week, we were told, I mean, you had Tokyo Sekwale on the screen, and in Squeezeback, you had Zuma's birthday party celebrations as he made his way around the country at the bottom. It's very clear what's going on here. We're about to see the launch of a completely different political party. And electioneering has kicked it up a big gear. And with that comes lots of rhetoric that we don't understand. And we still can't put food in our cupboards or care for our children. So just a load of rubbish, wasting our time, wasting the journalists' time. And I mean, with Ramaphosa asking us to give the questions he must answer at the Zondo Commission, it's billionaire versus billionaire, using the media as it's just its playing ground. Ridiculous.
And in the meantime, South Africans aren't being vaccinated. We're not getting past the pandemic. We can't save our tourism industry because people can't travel here because the country is not a safe place from a COVID perspective. And this is what we are, and the ANC is tearing each other apart.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the local government elections were announced this week. 27th of October is the D-date. I mean, how are they going to handle that super spreader event? And I don't even want to go there. Will we even make it there? That's the question at the rate we're going. I mean, you look around you. I'm serious. Look around you. I've got water strikes, step-aside-less, in-party fighting, burning universities, service delivery protests, little towns being hijacked. And it's our beautiful landscape has been torn to shreds again, and we're going to hear promise after promise after promise that is never going to come to fruition. I think we should get Gift of the Givers to stand up as a political party.
Well, they were the heroes of the week. Just to be clear, there were many heroes, obviously. South Africans and I wrote an article about it. I spoke to the spokesperson for the MEC of Health here in Gauteng about how doctors drove behind ambulances as they transferred ill patients from one hospital to another because of the fire here at the hospital. I mean, the stories were incredible, but
4,000 students displaced in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but that story around Gift of the Givers, how they got those meals together and helped those students in hours was just something. I mean, that just logistically, they should be running the country.
I agree. Like, they get it right every time, don't they? Every time. And this here's just a group of people that want to do well, do good for those around who don't have. And they've just astonished me every time. They've got a great reputation, but this time they just were the shining star of this week. I mean, and then you look at, why can't we vote for people like that?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, really? Yeah, I would put my vote there. Yeah. Well, I don't even know where my vote is going. I think I'm going to be one of those voter apathy people now. Anyway, moving on swiftly, but not so swiftly, because we're still on electioneering. Obaba is not going to court with his lawyers. He's going it alone. So electioneering, anyone? I mean, you don't need lawyers when you're electioneering, do you?
Well, do we even know, why his lawyers fired him? That's what I would love to know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Fire them?
Well, yeah, look.
It's like a breakup. It was mutual. It was mutual.
Two sides to every story, he certainly made it clear that he was going to court, and also at the same time, Edward Zuma said his father's not going to jail at all. Helen Ziller released a book called Stay Woke, Go Broke. Well, she summed up the DA in a minute, didn't she?
Do I have
to read it?
They won't
work, and they did go broke.
Tony, can you read it and then just tell me what it says? Because I just don't
know. No, I'm not going to. No.
You won't do it for me even. Yeah.
Not even for you, my Howie. No. You know about that.
I just don't want to have to read it. I genuinely don't want to have to read this book.
You don't. The title says it all.
That's true.
Go, stay woke or go broke.
Okay, so I got it. Right. Maybe somebody will write a review and I'll read it and then read the review.
Yeah, reviews are good. The executive summary, please.
Exactly.
The other big stories, I mean, Grant Shikoni dying and Jacob Martin King's death shocked the nation. And then, like, there was just so much of evil on my timeline, like Lonwambo Jack, Coca Brothers, Donny Mayeni made us all shake our heads this week. Nathaniel Julie's no further movement on that particular case. Sekgofatso Pule, that evidence that came up made me feel sick. I don't know if you watched it, but that was horrific. And then, of course, the J&J vaccine, the ban's been lifted, and you're quite right about reputational damage. It's enormous. People who were anxious to get it are no longer anxious to get it at all.
Just reading a message from Cindy who says, I'm not sure how you can say confidently that the vaccine is safe and is the answer to so many of our woes. There's no long-term research on the effects yet. That's from Cindy. But there is research, Cindy, and they do know they do know that none of this technology is completely brand new. They've built on years and years, and COVID is a lot more dangerous. Look at what is going on in India. Yesterday, more than 250,000 people were diagnosed. People are dying in the streets. They've run out of oxygen. I was following a tweet from an Indian journalist who was posting pictures of the oximeter reading, and as his blood oxygen levels were falling, he couldn't get to a hospital. There was no one that could take him, and then he died. This is the reality of COVID. We are somehow we've been protected. I think God loves South Africa because I don't know how we've managed this far, because you know our numbers really should be higher, but you know we have to encourage people to get the vaccine. It's very important.
You see, Howard, you know, this J&J story is a very strange one, and I do smell a rat.
I mean, as well.
Why would you stop a vaccine for 6 people in America? I mean, Trump let almost a million people die. you know, like, yeah, come on.
The whole thing is odd. No, it made no sense.
This was a financial issue.
I think so.
It has
too.
To.
Yeah, well,
this
I spoke to the head of the NRCD yesterday, and I put that, well, not the question, the financial. I said that the damage that it did by pausing it is immeasurable. I'm convinced of it. Because, yes, you know, with AstraZeneca, there was these concerns. Then South Africa said, right, we're not bringing them in. There was a way to contain the fear. But now when you're starting it with a job, like, it just, nothing makes sense. And it really made me think. Yeah, and six Americans, let's be honest.
It doesn't make sense at all, my friend. And another thing that doesn't make sense is the India story. Do you know, like, 300,000 people have been diagnosed for COVID, every single day.
I know.
Every single day, okay? So now we're comparing numbers like America, right? But this is what they're not telling you, is they have given out 111 million vaccines.
Yeah.
So you paid for those, that huge amounts of money for the vaccine, but you didn't put your money into oxygen. And there's a 98% survival rate. When you're dealing with a billion people, maybe you should start doing a little bit of mathematics, you know? And here you have now a catastrophe in India. I mean, the bodies are lying in the streets, guys.
It's beyond.
It's outrageous. Mm. It's beyond. I mean, we've got a couple of minutes, and I really want to get these two international stories in. Derek Chauvin was found guilty of murder of George Floyd. I mean, of course.
Yeah, that's true.
But then Tone Deaf America, you're not going to believe what I'm about to do. The Raiders, Vegas Raiders, I don't know, maybe they're baseball. I don't know what they are, but I saw the tweet.
I hadn't heard of them until the tweet.
I can breathe, they said.
What was that? What was that?
I can't believe it. Gets worse. Benefit Cosmetics put out another one saying, "His life matters." What are you talking about?
It's bizarre. It's.
They are so far behind.
Well, Nancy Pelosi stood up and said, "Thank you to Derek. Thank you for sacrificing your life for justice." No, he didn't. He didn't choose to sacrifice his life. He was murdered.
Go out, exactly.
It was bizarre.
I mean, and then finally the Super League. I mean, what the hell was that all about? It literally happened over like 15 hours.
I know. I was just going to say, I saw an article that said things that last longer than the Super League. The milk in your fridge.
Heineken put out an absolute cracker that summed it up with this post. Don't drink and start a leak.
I love that. That is genius. Absolutely. Before I let you go, Tanya Khoury, I just want to, Gimple says, wishing Tanya a blessed Ramadan. I just wanted to share that with you. Karen says, gift of the givers are amazing. They always come through. Mark says, mazel tov to the gift of the givers. Absolutely. They really were the heroes of the week. It is 8:29. Tanya Khoury, have a fantastic weekend. We'll catch you next week. It is 8:29.